You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. There's only one art museum on the Oregon coast. It's the Coos Art Museum in Coos Bay, Oregon. My guest is the executive director, Lydia Hines. Lydia holds a bachelor's degree in history from Linfield University and a master's in museum studies from the University College of London. She brings more than a decade of experience to her leadership role. Welcome to the Exchange, Lydia.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the Coos Art Museum has a unique history in Oregon. How old is it?
So the museum itself dates back to about 1950. We started as an artist league back in those days, and we just kind of operated in any space that would put up some exhibits and host some classes. In about the 60s, we were in the old Carnegie Library that's here in Coos Bay. And then in 1984, we opened up in our current location. It's a 1936 Art Deco post office, which the building is celebrating 90 years this year. So that's kind of exciting.
Okay, so it's in a post office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was built in 1936 as the Coos Bay Post Office. The first floor had kind of regular postal operations, a warehouse, P.O. boxes, that sort of thing. And then our second floor had some federal offices. There was a War Department, FBI, all sorts of federal offices. And then in the 70s, the post office opened up a new location for its Coos Bay office. And the museum, opened up here, did some fundraising, and opened up in 1984.
So you've got an anniversary coming up for the building. Can you tell me why that building particularly is such a fitting place for the arts?
Yeah, so it's the building has some really classic Art Deco style. Marble lobby, big like orbs of globe lights throughout the building. Just really special, fun Art Deco architecture. So we are treating this building as a work of art in and of itself. It's a really unique structure in downtown Coos Bay. And so we're just taking this 90th anniversary to kind of celebrate the art form of architecture. So we have a special exhibit of our permanent collection that helps celebrate that. It highlights various artists and from the permanent collection, people that kind of made the museum what it is today.
Well, right now the museum is also hosting the Maritime Art Exhibition titled Surge. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so the Maritime exhibit is something that we do every year. It's a community favorite. Artists from all across the United States can submit artwork that had the theme. It's maritime themed, but this year we had a specific maritime theme, and that's Surge. And we just wanted to take a look at how artists interpreted the action and motion of maritime life. That's animal life, human life, just the regular movement of water, however an artist wanted to interpret that. And we have a really unique collection of maritime-themed artwork this year. It's lots of different media, collage, watercolor, pastel, just lots of awesome maritime art.
Well, what inspired the theme of Surge, and how are the artists interpreting the ocean as more than just scenery?
Yeah, I think the thing that inspired it was the coast, the Oregon coast in particular, can kind of feel like this foggy, gray, just kind of slow community, but the ocean is so powerful and there's so much going on even beneath the surface. So we just wanted to find a way to kind of interpret that silent motion and see how artists would view that in this year of 2026. We've just kind of presented the maritime theme to artists in the past. And so we just wanted to kind of take a different look at this this tradition that we do all the time.
Well, I know you have some interesting sculptures and paintings. Tell me about some of the displays in the Surge exhibition.
Yeah, so we have a couple sculptures that are super special. The sculpture, it's actually kind of an installation that won the Best of Show Award this year. Is an installation of sand sculpture, sand carvings. The artist, River Reishi, she is from Arizona, and she brought sand from the beach into the gallery and made like a formation of kind of a mermaid human person on a pedestal. So that was really cool. And then we also had one of our prolific local artists, Terry Woodall. He took driftwood and carved an orca out of it. So lots of different maritime themed stuff that you can find sculpture wise.
Now, I understand that there was some sort of juried selection process. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we had two jurors this year, Tristan Perotti and Linda Meekum. Linda is has long participated with our exhibits committee and just putting on various exhibits here at the museum. She also participated in our Roots and Visions exhibit last year, at the end of last year, which she's just a really great artist. So we're happy to have her. And then Tristan Perotti is the current artist in residence at the Southwestern Oregon Community College. And the museum and the college have had kind of a developing partnership over the last few years. And Tristan was a great resource to help us kind of refine the hundreds of art submissions that we get and narrow it down to about 60 pieces. And so the two jurors take a look at the pieces that were submitted and judge based on the theme of surge and, you know, technical skill, content, and make a list of what pieces they think would make a really awesome exhibit. And so, yeah. Once they pick the artworks, the museum reaches out to the artists and we coordinate them getting their work here at the museum. And myself and our exhibits registrar, Nathan, who if you come visit the museum, he's the first face you'll see at the front desk. We lay out the artwork to see what pieces kind of visually go together and just make the exhibit come together once the artwork has arrived.
Gotcha. So, my guest is Lydia Hines, Executive Director of the Coos Art Museum in Coos Bay, Oregon. Lydia, I know the museum also focuses on the next generation through its program called Vision 2026. That's with high school artists from around Southern Oregon, right?
Yeah, and that's another project that we partner with the Southwestern Oregon Community College on. We work with high schools around Southern Oregon. We had participants from North Bend and Coos Bay, but also Phoenix, Bandon, Myrtle Point, Brookings, all throughout this southern region. And homeschool students are also welcome to attend any alternative schoolings. High school students just get to make wherever their creativity leads them. And we put it on display here at the museum. And thanks to the Southwestern Foundation, the top three winners get a full tuition scholarship to the college. It's a really awesome program.
It sounds like it. Why is it important for the museum to provide a professional platform for young creators in high school?
Yeah, it's really inspiring for myself just to see kids get recognized for their creativity There are some really talented people out there, and giving people the confidence, young people the confidence to pursue that creativity or apply the skills that they learn in art making into another field. So having a program like Vision, an exhibit like Vision, it's just a great way for us to inspire the next generation, like you said, and kind of get more people involved in art.
And how do schools learn about that?
So we work with the art teachers at each school. And if the school doesn't have a dedicated art teacher, we work with whatever teacher kind of oversees any art making. And that's our main point of contact. So if your school has an art program for high school students, please reach out. And if you're not already on our list, please reach out. And we help coordinate getting the artwork to the museum, back to the students, all that sort of stuff.
Well, the museum's education slogan is "Creative Journeys Begin Here." What kind of workshops or classes do you have coming up this year for residents who want to move from being observers to being creators?
Yeah, we have opportunities at any point in your life or skill level if you want to get into art. We have some beginning oil painting classes coming up. Something for the summer that we're really excited about is getting started in ceramics. So we have some beginner opportunities for ceramics. If you have made art a long time ago and kind of want to get back into it, we have some studio groups that just are groups of artists that get together and make art together. So there's structured and unstructured opportunities, family opportunities. We are... Art Education Studio is right on the street where the Coos Bay Farmers Market is. So every Wednesday we have activities going on, and whatever, we have fine art skills. We have also some crafting opportunities that are a little less serious, if you want to put serious on that fine art making. So yeah, whatever thing makes your creative brain really happy, we have something for you.
Well, I know one of the unique features of the Coos Art Museum is also the rental sales gallery, and it's been described as a place where creativity meets accessibility. How does this program allow community members to bring museum quality art to their own homes?
Yeah, this is a really special program where local artists can kind of consign their work to the rental sales gallery. And we work with clients, offices, businesses, anywhere that wants art on their walls. We are kind of a conduit that connects those artists with places that need the art to exhibit. And so there's kind of a three-month rotation where we have we work with the businesses to place different artworks. And it's a way to get art in local artists in front of more people and kind of make more of an economic opportunity for those local artists.
Okay. Well, for those listening that want to support the museum, whether through volunteering, business partnerships, or becoming a member, what's the best way for them to get involved?
Sign up for our newsletter, follow us on social media. We always have things going on. If you have no time and just want to donate your money, we have options to do that on our website. So check us out online, okay. any format.
So before we wrap up, we've got about 30 seconds. What's the one thing you hope every visitor will take away from their experience at the Coos Art Museum this summer?
Yeah, I love the ocean and the maritime feel. So I just hope visitors leave with a sense of the creativity and activity of the ocean.
Okay.
Is what I would love.
We'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much, Lydia. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
My guest was Lydia Hines, Executive Director of the Coos Art Museum in Coos Bay, Oregon.